The day after, have you been able to put away last night's game in the preseason?
Well, I've watched some of the video, you know, I've watched some of that, but it's been busy with the traveling and getting in here late and then early morning this morning doing some team building stuff. So I have been able to remove that game, especially from, but we're going to be taking some clips off there that we can learn from and gather ourselves around, but we will be moving forward from that day yesterday. The exhibition game and the whole schedule was kind of all over the place, very busy for us. And so we've got to look ahead right now to playing Edmonton, and that's the biggest focus for us.
What will you share on the day so far, what you've done with your club as day one of team building here?
Well, we did some introductory stuff, building some trust in each other and trying to build confidence in each other and what those things mean to the players and what they need, the important ingredients that those things mean to our team, and establishing some of those values in our group so that we can become a tight, cohesive group that can win. And I think that's just the building blocks towards that. But we'd had some activities. Actually, there was quite a bit of humor in some of the stuff. It was a lot of blindfolded stuff, so it put people in uncomfortable situations where you have to trust certain teammates and what they're telling you. So it was all really, really good. We have a guy here by the name of John Phelan that's with our organization that was here coordinating a lot of that stuff, and it was very good for us.
Just going back to yesterday, what did should it have been icing when Byfuglien got banged up there? Or there was a discussion with the referee after. Did they think it should have been that hybrid icing?
Or? Yeah, I don't. Yeah, you know, for me, I was more concerned with Byfuglien and his potential injury that concerned me more so than what the call was on that. The other thing was, at that particular juncture, the game was another concern of mine.
He's okay today?
Yeah, he's good today.
I think you're going to have patience issues with this group based on the preseason performances, or is that something you can just flush away and start fresh with? You seemed very frustrated last night, so I'm wondering if they're trying your patience already.
Well, frustrated in the fact that you would have liked to just had a better record going into the, ending the preseason. And the preseason works in different ways, I think. You know, like you'd like to use it as a building block for both individuals and your team to get started. You know, were we able to do that to some degree with the amount of games that we played? We didn't have a lot of our lineup in those games. And so what I found myself doing a lot of the times was making sure that we were healthy for the start of the season. But I was frustrated in just the probably overall performance. I thought we had some good play out of some players, but not enough good players. And, some people that needed to push the envelope, I think, that did those things. But some of our key guys, you wanted to see them perform better. And that's probably the area where I would like to see more of. But you know what? Like, you play a last game, players are cautious about getting injured and a lot of different factors, and coaches feel one way, players feel another way when you deal with preseason, and you try to bring those things together and you have to keep a balance, and today's a new day for me and I'm keeping that balance. So frustration last night after the game, yes, but today's a new day and we've got to move forward.
Talked on the first day about wanting to be a team that's tougher to play against. Did you see enough of those signs in the preseason?
I saw some things in the preseason that I did like. Like, I saw us getting better from some of the early games were hard to make judgments, but towards the end I thought we did some things better. I could see the response to some of the video teaching that we had done, so I could see some things that we were doing. You know, what you don't like is you don't like some of the goals that we gave up in the games, And so So there were some things that I did like, and I think at this juncture, I don't think you can sit here and dwell on the negative. You have to try to take the positive and then build from there. We have a couple of practices to do that, and our focus has got to be Edmonton in the start of the game.
I just meant like the physical side of that.
Oh, well, yeah, but you're playing an opponent that's pretty experienced and pretty heavy, and they've had a lot of success. They've been together a long time, where we've had some interchanges a little bit. They've accomplished some things that we would like to accomplish. And, you know, so there's some things that I saw. Do we still need to improve? Yes, there's still quite a few areas, and we're trying to get cut down our goals against. But is that going to happen in preseason? Probably not, you know. So you're in the early stages of just building your group. You know, we do know the urgency of getting going right off the start and, you know, having a good start to the season. So, but the same things are going to apply. We're going to be trying to be a harder team to play against. What I'll tell you what I did like in the game, I liked the way that we used our speed. I thought some lines had really good speed, and I could, to me, the speed of our team was very evident. Now it's getting it channeled in the right areas.
When do you expect to be down to your 23?
Well, it won't be today, or, you know, probably won't be tomorrow either. We're going to keep the group. We'll see. I got to meet with Chevy and talk about some different things, and we have some different things that we got to deal with. Brownie, can you help Frolik there? He's trying to find the bus. He's like, he looks like me. Just guide him to the bus.
The bus is just around the corner.
Many of your fans want to know, so I'm going to just ask you, sure. What have you got in store for Jacob Trouba and Mark Scheifele for game one?
Well, I think it's best that I let the people try to figure out where we land with that stuff until that really gets clarified through, you know, Chevy and ourselves as a group. Then we have to kind of wait for that. You know, I have a vision to where it looks like they're going to be and to play, and we'll just have to wait till that plays out. I have to say that I have liked both. They bring some good things to our group, and they certainly look like they can play here.
Other guys that were day-to-day, do you expect them to be available?
Bogosian, Klitsam? Yeah, Bogosian looks like he's going to be there, and Klitsam is day-to-day. Bogosian too, but maybe a little less than Klitsam. We have to wait and see how he goes with his skating and stuff like that with Klitsam. So he's maybe a little, I wouldn't say farther away, but they both might be available for the game at Edmonton.
Was lower body for Klitsam?
Lower body, yeah, halfway up, halfway down, yeah, three quarters, two thirds.
Lower than the eyes.
Beautiful.